What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all from rolling. It's Tuesday morning. We hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, the extended weekend. Here we are, and a lot to do. You know, the Phils obviously lost their last game, but have won quite a bit lately, including 2 of 3 versus the A's out there over the weekend. And now have the best record in baseball. Look, we'll talk extensively about the Phils today. We'll get into the Eagles. They start an OTA. Ruben Amaro with us later today. Phillies tickets on the line today. And you can be part of all of it at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Memorial Day used to be known as Decoration Day.
Really?
Yes. It was originally a Confederate holiday that was begun by a woman named Mary Ann Williams.
Wow.
A woman from Georgia who entreated Southern women to decorate the fallen men's graves.
Wow.
And that grew, and that began in 1866.
How about
and then that?
That
grew into Memorial Day.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It started with the South. It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah,
Now, Seltzer's a big fan of the South, because Seltzer, you're always saying, say the South will rise again. You say that. You've never said it on the air before, but
Well, you did just say it on the air, and I can cut that audio, so.
No, I do want to run for president someday. We don't need that audio cut. All right, good morning to you. So hope everyone had a good Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, a lot going on. Sports scene, I mean, it wasn't a ton of sports other than the Phils. You know, NBA and NHL playoffs, obviously. But let's start Phillies. Because, look, I hope people feel great about them. I feel tremendous about our baseball team. I mean, I could start by just saying best record in baseball, which this is the first time, John, we are convened as a show since mm-hmm. they've gotten that, which I think might have been on Friday night. All these days kind of run together. But they have the best record in baseball. They obviously have a chance to win a World Series. So, like, that's my 1-2. Best record in baseball. Like, legitimate chance to win the World Series. Now, let's break it down further. And obviously, we want your reaction to what stood out to you this weekend with the Phils, and really, in many ways, the first 2 months of the season. So, they had won 9 in a row. I really don't care that it was against lesser opponents. I really don't. Like, they'll face tougher teams, and they may not finish with the best record in baseball. I feel confident, John, they will finish amongst the best records in baseball, yep. Right? I mean, so I feel good there. I think that the starting pitching continues to be outstanding, obviously highlighted over the weekend primarily by Wheeler, who's just, the guy's amazing. And also, they demonstrate heart. And I'll give you two examples of that, one that they won, one that they lost over the weekend. So I thought the Saturday comeback, I mean, it felt like a game that they were dead like three different times. So that was a great comeback. That showed heart. But so did Lizardo start on Sunday, and I know they didn't win. And I know he didn't win. He also didn't lose, meaning he didn't get the loss in that decision. In the end, it's a no decision for him. But after giving up those runs early, I mean, he battled. He also got through the seventh inning. You saw his emotion walking off the field in the seventh inning when he knew, you know, he was leaving. You know, and obviously ultimately had a chance to win that game with the way Trey Turner got that eighth inning home run. So I see great starting pitching. I see heart. I see an improved Trey Turner, dramatically so. Now, I can't tell you I love the way Stott's playing these days because I do think he is largely scuffling. But
it's kind of nice that you got Trey picking up some of that slack.
John, give me your thoughts. And again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. The weekend Phils A's, the first 2 months, John, talk to me.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling knowing that we have this type of you know, we can put it together. You know, we knew that we had one of the highest payrolls in baseball, but the fact that these guys can do it, and better than anyone else, and our record proved it. That matters. Now let's maintain. Let's continue. Remember, the goal is not to be great. Now we've seen this team be great. Now doesn't matter. So I love plays from the weekend, like the catch. I don't remember
Rojas?
What day. Was it Friday with Rojas?
I think Friday.
In the outfield. I mean, diving backward catch almost.
Which he may have misplayed it, but
he did. But he made up for it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, you know, the the fact that he was able to make up for it was outstanding. That was rare athleticism to see that sort of thing. And when I see that, when we see that, it's like, okay, we know that they can replicate that. And we know that these guys are all sort of pulling their weight better than we've seen. It feels like, you know, the true team feel. And I know that's hard to gain with baseball. And from the get-go, these guys have kind of been like putting their head down. We're not really going to talk about it. We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, in a more mature fashion, in a just a more straightforward manner. And it's accomplished the goal they were setting out to accomplish.
They've done a lot. I mean, one thing also this weekend, I agree with you, John, these games all run together. Especially, by the way, no game on Memorial Day? Like, what in the...
I hate that.
What in the hell?
I hate it. Yeah,
what is so dumb. What is that?
It's brutal.
It's un-American.
It is un-American. What are we, in Russia? Like, what is this nonsense? I mean, it was Memorial Day yesterday. There's no Phil's game.
Nothing.
Which, by the way, does kind of, at least for my brand, I'm being honest with you, I'm all spun around on what game was what day and what, you know, but I hear you, John. I think the Rojas thing was Friday. I love the one time when Schwarber scored Saturday, whatever it was. Like, his emotion upon crossing home plate was...
Oh, back with the back and forth, the wild...
I think that one. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot to really like about this team. Now, you did see a bad Romano on Saturday?
Friday.
You saw Strom struggle on Sunday. Okay, so those two, and listen, I think
the bullpen, we knew that was one of a few Achilles heels. Now that has cropped up again, and it reminds us, hey, even though we do have the best record, we do have deficiencies.
That's right.
But fortunately, that does feel like an addressable deficiency.
It is.
Maybe from the outside, maybe from a repurposing on the inside.
I agree with that. So look, all of it on the table at the Phil's first 2 months, last couple days, best record in baseball and a chance to win the World Series. Your thoughts, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, talk to us. What do you got?
Yeah, look, I get that the caveat is going to hang over this season. They have to hit in October. You know, it feels like we can't talk about the Phillies without mentioning that. Oh, and they're beating up on bad teams. And there's all these caveats, but we can't, at least I can't come into this season and asking them to play baseball a certain way. A bunch of, like, guys in their 30s for the most part, and say, hey, change the way you go about your business. Spray the ball around the field. Don't swing at all these pitches outside. Focus on getting on base. Pass the baton. And then when they do it for a prolonged stretch, I mean, it's been like a month of them playing baseball this way. I'm not going to sit here and rip it. Like, I'm impressed with the way this team's gone about their business. The bullpen's an issue. There's no question. I mean, that's going to have to be, whether it's with internal guys who go to the pen or trades. I mean, that's going to have to be fixed. It's not good enough as the pen is now. But that is fixable. Like, I think right now, we're about to start June. It's almost June. I don't know how you couldn't be happy with this
team. How about the Trey thing, James?
He's been great. He's been 310 or something.
He's been great.
He's been awesome. And he's running.
He's starting to hit again.
He's hitting the power. Hit the homer this weekend. Like, the power is there. He is spraying it all over the field. He's running. I mean, this is what we wanted.
Do you agree that...
How about Bohm going yard again?
Yeah, no, well, for sure.
With the power again.
Like, four now, something like that. James, do you agree that Stott has, under the radar, had a not great season at all?
Yeah, he started good, and it's kind of just, you know, he's been great defensively still. Still great defensively, but yeah, no, he is. But yet, it seems like the offense around him has worked with him there. So it's confusing because the offense has worked with him at the top, but he has not been a big reason for it.
Well, look, we'll take your reaction to all of it. 215.
He was a reason for success 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, guys. He's slumping right now. But there was a point in time where he was atop the heap. I'm telling you,
two and a half weeks ago.
Man,
I don't buy it. You lose track.
But I'm telling you, Bryson.
All right, Ray. Let me put the word highly in this question. Are you highly impressed with the Phillies?
Highly might be a little short, but no. Yeah. I mean, you have to listen. You have to take care of them. If they were losing to bad teams, we'd be crushing them.
Yeah,
they're taking care of it. They got a 21-7 record against losing teams. That's tremendous.
That is tremendous.
So, you know, you take care. When you're watching, they're doing stuff. They're doing all the things that James said. My only concern is, and it was my concern the minute Alvarado went out, is they're starting to push their starters a little bit more.
They are. Lazarda going that seventh inning.
I was shocked by that.
I was too.
And that's more. He's already, I think, at the innings he threw last year.
He was.
So, and remember what happened with the Ranger Suarez last year? He was 10-0, 10-1. It was. So I have a little concern. But yeah, I'll give you that. I'll have to say yes.
Well, we'll ask that question to everyone. Are you highly impressed with the Phillies? I mean, I certainly am. And by the way, I'll just add this one more thing. And this will be, for me, a focal point for the next 5 months. Or 4 months, depending on how long they go. I think they're going to October. The question is, how deep in October? I mean, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Seeing Zach Wheeler do what he did again over the weekend, I really hope that they seize this opportunity with this guy in this prime. I mean, you know, it's almost like the Saquon thing last year. Like, you know, Saquon last year is not going to be able to do what he did last year 3 years from now. I mean, it's so unlikely. I know Derrick Henry does, but it just generally doesn't happen in sports. You got this guy, Zach Wheeler, right now, who is like, he is so freaking unbelievable. And one of the things that makes me feel so good about October is, you know, when it starts, the ball starts in his hands.
Yeah.
Remember last year, guys, in the first round that they played, second round of the playoffs, he pitched, I think it was 8 scoreless innings, either 7 or 8. Scoreless! Didn't give up a run! And they lost the game because the bullpen blew it. My point is, you don't want to blow this golden opportunity with this guy. I mean, you got Bryce and you got Wheeler.
Okay, it's not just that guy too.
I know
it's Zach Wheeler, but then think about I don't know who the best three pitchers for playoff purposes.
I know.
Behind him, who are our best three pitchers?
Because Rangers
that
making a push now.
Concept is exciting.
Yeah.
No, but also, what about a guy like we saw Mick Abel do some nice stuff. We still get to see the young guys.
Yeah.
You know, we're excited where that's headed.
So this whole Phil's thing on the table, best record, obviously a shot to win the World Series and a 9-game winning streak until the game on Sunday. Your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. Coming up, your calls. We'll get to how you can win Phillies tickets today. We'll get to the Eagles as more and more. Joe DeCameron, John Rich. Also, tell us about your Memorial Day weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. Of course, there was no Phil's game yesterday, but a lot of good stuff throughout the Delaware Valley. Hope you had a shot to have some fun. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
You're ready to propose. And yes, it can be a bit intimidating shopping for the diamond. And that's why guys all around the area will tell you, no matter what, you have to visit Benari Jewelers. They have a way of transforming intimidating into informative and confusion into crystal clarity. And here's how. The Benari team starts by putting you at ease, showing you every single thing you need to know about making that important purchase, how to evaluate the cut, color, and clarity. No hard sales, just education, putting you in the driver's seat. You'll feel like an expert browsing through the largest selection of diamonds, and not just any diamonds. These are hand-selected, with only a few making the grade to become a Benari diamond. The others land at big box jewelers with high-pressure sales to move them along. With Benari diamonds, the value shines through, and you'll walk away with a superior diamond that she'll love for years to come. Benari Jewelers, when ordinary won't do. Everything at Benari is extraordinary. Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, wonderful to be with you on this. It's not a Monday, it's a Tuesday. Gives the Memorial Day weekend. Hope everyone had a good one. All right, Phil's calls in just a moment. Let's just address the weekend, John. We don't get too many of these extended stays away. You know, Thanksgiving, you get the 4-dayer. Labor Day, you get the 3-dayer. Memorial Day, you get the 3-dayer. How was yours?
It was fantastic. I had a chance to go back home for me, you know, Central PA, Mechanicsburg.
Yep.
With my mom, and it was just low-key. You know, my kids are all home.
That's great.
Which is so unusual for
us. They all get along?
Actually, yeah, they do.
Good for them.
They FaceTime every day, even when, you know, he's away and they're apart. They FaceTime, and even the two, my daughters, 14 and 18, they bicker at times, mm-hmm. but they love playing volleyball together, you know, in the yard, like peppering with each other. And
good.
And it's just everyone does get along pretty well.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, and my girlfriend also, she gets along great with everyone, and it's just really been... been wonderful.
Good. Seltzer, you last couple days?
Yeah, it was nice. I saw Mission Impossible yesterday, which was a blast.
Me too.
Had a great time. But otherwise, just relaxed. It was awesome.
Chill weekend.
Really chill.
Good
which
for you.
Was nice.
Rhea, yes. What do you got this weekend?
I went to North Wildwood, took Clark and a couple friends so they could walk the boardwalk, check out girls, and I hung out with Joe Wecker.
Check out girls. What a sentence that is. Check out girls, and I hung out with Joe Wecker.
Yeah, exactly.
How's our boy doing?
He's awesome. We hung out. Actually, we sat on his deck on Sunday and listened to the Phillies game.
Good.
And got to rip Matt Strom together, so that
yeah,
was fun.
He struggled.
Yeah, struggled a little bit.
He did. Well, look, I hope everyone had a great one. I was down the shore. Good time, really good time. I mean, just, you know, fun scene. So many people there. So a lot of good stuff. I look forward to it. I didn't get to the beach. Yes,
you didn't.
It was really windy, John. Monday, yesterday, was the only day, in my opinion, that really felt like it could have beach potential. But we were leaving, you know. But Saturday and Sunday were windy, man, which really created a chilly feel in the air.
Yeah.
But, I mean, otherwise, pretty good weather, but just not quite warm enough, which Memorial Day is known for. I mean, a lot of, you know. I mean, I got a buddy that didn't even go down this weekend because he's like, you know what? It's always cold down there. He's like, I'll go. I'm like, all right. All right, well, we hope you had a good weekend. Hit us up, 215-592-9494 on what stood out to you from the weekend. Obviously, the Phil's top of mind from a sports standpoint, and we'll get to those calls coming up in 1 minute. Your calls and reaction on the Phil's. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. You know, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, sensational with what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are struggling with your teeth, perhaps major pain, maybe you just don't like the way you look, and for you, it has become a self-esteem issue, maybe even going back to childhood. Well, know that if you've never gotten it resolved, you can. And you can at PI Dental Center, which is located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, let's go to the phones. Apropos to start today with our guy, Patrick in Tabernacle. Why? Patrick, because I thought a lot about you this weekend. Good morning, buddy.
Okay.
A lot.
Interesting.
That's strange.
A lot.
Say what?
Yep. Why, Patrick? Why did I think about you this weekend?
You must be thinking about some hockey.
Nope.
Jimi Hendrix.
Nope. Come on, one more guess, Patrick.
Goats.
Nope.
Are you near Tabernacle?
Patrick, in the first 2 months of the season, you said on our show probably 6 to 8 times, I'm a Memorial Day guy. Check in with me.
Ah, there you go.
Check in with me on the Phillies and their record and how they're playing and what I think about them Memorial Day. I don't jump to conclusions on April 15th. All right, Patrick, what do you got?
Well, I'm checking in. And, Joe, they're a better team than what I saw in the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And I'm actually trying to understand why, when we have the best record in baseball, I'm still skeptical. And what I've come up with is, until I see some hitting it in some clutch moments, I'm staying where I am. I'm in on this team. Joe and everybody, let's see what they do against some real pitchers, some real teams. I get it. But you know what? The last 3 years, my expectations, and this isn't my fault, the expectations of this team over the last, look at the payroll, look at the players, look at our what we didn't do. Each year we're taking a step back, you know, in the playoffs. And we're too good of a team not for me to hold them to higher expectations.
Well, no, that's fair. And Patrick, let me just address your first thing. And you may have mentioned it rhetorically or not. Like, why am I not more of a, meaning you, a believer with this record? I'll tell you the reason. Because they lost 3 straight Octobers. That's the reason. I mean, that's why you and millions of people have some skepticism. And that's fair. You should. I mean, seeing the way they lost, like not just that they lost, but the way that they lost, it makes sense that you would have skepticism.
Yeah. Listen, I'm encouraged by, you know, listen, there's things to be encouraged about. Yeah. Turner being one of them.
I mean, but Patrick, I will tell you this, and I want to be really clear about this. This is a better baseball team than the team that got to Game 6 of the World Series. It doesn't mean they're going to get to Game 6 of the World Series. Doesn't mean they're going to win it. We don't even know if they're going to win a round in the playoffs. We don't even know as of right now that they'll make the playoffs, but I feel pretty confident that they will. Patrick, this is a better team than 3 years ago. Lizardo was not here 3 years ago. Sanchez wasn't Sanchez 3 years ago. No, Nola was better, clearly.
But go ahead.
I
still go back to everything with me, with this team, goes back to in a clutch moment, who's getting a hit? Who are we stringing hits together? Are we getting at bats? Are we just flailing at pitches? And that's what I still see in my mind. And again, I'm all in on these guys, but we essentially have the same team. And yeah, we have Lizardo. We, you know what? But we also have bullpen issues.
Yep.
So me pitching is, I don't want to say, not, you know, it's just not in my conscious, my first thing in my consciousness when I'm thinking about this team. What I'm thinking about this team is when it's crunch time and, you know, you got a 1-2 count on you and you need to advance a base runner, put a bat on the ball, do something at the plate other than what we've seen over the last 3 years. And we have essentially the same roster at the plate. I like Kepler as an addition, but, you know, like that's not going to make us go over the hump.
I agree. No, listen, Pat, I think that's all. I think it's all fair, man. All fair.
Very intriguing. I will say it's an intriguing season because everything's going to, you know, like when the rubber hits the road, and this is a good test. Listen, a good week. We have a good week to see really where we are, and that's, you know,
fair points, Patrick. All right, stay well, man. Good stuff. You know, I'll give you one fact: as the Phils get ready to play the Braves, here's one thing. Let's say different than 3 years ago and 2 years ago. Phils were losing those divisions. I know they beat them in the playoffs both those years, but they lost the division by more than 10 games both years. Phillies right now, entering tonight against the Braves, are 8.5 up. Now, they're not 8.5 up on the division because the Mets are only a game and a half back, but they're 8.5 up on the Atlanta Braves. 8.5 games. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a better team than a couple years ago. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, a question for you about the Eagles. We'll get to that, plus your chance to win Phillies tickets today on our show, How You Can. I'll tell you next. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Let me talk about my good friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill. I've been leasing from Lexus Cherry Hill over a decade. They are an elite Lexus dealer for 2024. You're going to know that. Great people, great service you'll receive when you enter the dealership. Got the 2025 Lexus models in. They're moving fast. I have the RX 350. Terrific ride. Back and forth to the show this week. I had three teenagers, a dog, all kinds of luggage. Plenty of room in the RX 350 that I got from Lexus at Cherry Hill. And they are now a 7-time certified J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You will know that. You will experience it when you stop in and visit Tony LaBelle and his team. They'll help guide you to the Lexus of your dreams, and they've got over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for you to choose from. Another thing to really love about Lexus of Cherry Hill is they are a veteran-owned and operated business. Face it, you deserve a Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service. Start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.
Kepler swings, hits one high and deep, right field, and that one has tied the game. Max Kepler over the bullpens, onto the berm in right field. It's 6-6 here in the ninth.
But that was a pretty darn big hit. That was one of the spots where you felt like, yeah, this probably isn't going to be their night prior to that. Because, you know, ninth inning, couple outs left. Then in the 10th inning, when the A's loaded the bases.
The Marsh play, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in real time, I was like, the umpire is wrong. He is so safe. And he was out. What a play.
That A's runner was not very fast.
No, I couldn't believe he didn't score. I would have bet my life he was going to score.
That's putting
time.
It mildly, right? Joe.
Yeah. Anyway, hope you had
see him and Alec Boehm in a foot race.
Exactly. Hope you had a good weekend. Phillies did for the most part, obviously winning 2 of 3. 9-game winning streak until obviously the one time they got clipped there on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494 to react on the Phils. Let's also give you an Eagles topic to chew on. This happened last week, maybe midweek, maybe latter portion of the week. We didn't even address it because there was so much going on with the tush push last week. We never even got to this. But if you missed the news last week, the NFC East meaning the Eagles, will be featured in Hard Knocks, on Hard Knocks in December. I love it.
So do I.
I've been waiting for this for 20 years. I mean, in one way, shape, or form. And I always thought it would be the training camp thing. But okay, it's the December thing. To which we ask you this Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you like that the Eagles will be on Hard Knocks when the NFC East teams are featured in December? Do you like it? Do you like it? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as well. John Ritchie, your vote is?
Oh, of course.
Good man.
If we gain some access, just some interesting anything, I'm fascinated.
Now,
let's
here's
get the behind the scenes or not, even if it's just whatever the bare basics of what the team wants to show us, because you know this will be extremely controlled.
Yeah, they have
by
that right.
The PR department.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. I'm glad we know that they keep everything as close to the vest as possible. This is really an opportunity for us as fans to learn.
Yeah, see a little bit more than we would typically say.
I'm really
so
excited.
I was struck when we brought this concept up, this topic up as a concept, not knowing that they'd be featured maybe 2 months ago. We referenced this on a show.
I just didn't think they'd ever be able to wrestle Eagles into doing that.
And most people said they didn't want it. And it was fear of the Giants thing last year and John Mara and the GM, and they all look like a bunch of idiots. And they did. They did. And then, of course, there's the, well, it can be a distraction, and it could be. But I also think there's something to be said about sports to just be fun. Now, Seltzer, my recollection is you were anti this.
Very.
Yeah, I care about winning. You know, I guess you guys just don't. You get entertainment first and foremost. Even if we lose, no big deal. As long as it's fun, I care about winning.
So you dislike this?
I dislike it. Look, I'm not gonna. I'll watch.
I know you will.
It'll be on. I'll watch. But if I had my choice, in a perfect world, the Eagles would not have to worry about it. Like, just go about their business. Focus on winning. I don't need cameras. I don't need all this stuff. Like the distraction. The whole NFC is being talked about all month with it. I'm good.
You think the Eagles are so weak-minded?
What a wet blanket.
I want to win, Joe. I care about
winning. Do you need your whoopee when you walk through the hallway here?
No, my question is, if it's 1%, if it's 2%, if it's 3%, if it's 0.5%, I think it decreases my team's chance to win. Whatever that percent is, that is less of a chance to win than I had before. Good. Don't need it. I'm good.
Well, we'll throw it out to everyone listening right now, because I think people will be... If I had to guess, like, pretty opinionated both ways, like one way or the other.
Joe, you said it. All you need to say is they won't like it. They will watch every second.
Well, of course they will. All right. Do you dig it or not? The Eagles on Hard Knocks. And, Ruben's going to be with us, Ruben Amaro. And obviously, from a baseball standpoint, nothing like this existed while he was the GM. But we'll get his perspective. I mean, how much of a, you know, pain in the arse would it be for a GM to, because, you know, you do have a lot to already manage. And now you're going to have to manage this. But
they're talking to players during games.
Yeah.
They literally asked Francisco Lindor while he's in the field
what
he likes better, playing in the field or changing diapers at 4 a.m. I'm like, really?
But I will say, I hear on that, but I'll say this, and John, you know this as a player. There are times, obviously, the media's in your locker room, but you know when those times are coming. Like, when the game ends and you guys get back to the locker room, you know for some minutes it's just your world. But now it's going to be not just your world. Because there will be times there are cameras rolling in those moments. So it is intrusive. I'm not saying it's not. All right. So pro the Eagles on Hard Knocks, anti the Eagles on Hard Knocks. You can weigh in 215-592-9494. Obviously, everything related to the Phils in the weekend and the first 2 months on the table as well. Tom in Mount Airy right now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, buddy.
I want to talk bullpen a little bit for the Phillies. Bear with me for a second because this might seem a little bit out of left field.
Okay.
But you guys remember, you're old enough to remember John Smoltz from the Braves, right?
Of course.
They moved him to the bullpen, you know, and he was very effective there, you know, later in his career.
Yep.
And I'm thinking the Phillies have an internal solution for this bullpen problem. And I think everybody's talking about maybe Suarez or Sanchez or something. I think that it's Nola.
Well,
I'll break it down for you for a minute.
Sure.
I think here's why.
Yep.
He's been around. You can't rattle him. He's got a great assortment of pitches. If our best three starters after Wheeler are Suarez and Lizardo and Sanchez, all lefties, he'd come in with a different look. He's always been strong in the playoffs through four innings, maybe five, but you know, falls apart in the fifth, sixth inning or and after. But he's been very effective in his first few innings as a starter in the playoffs. And I'm thinking playoffs. I'm not the inning.
No, I get it. Listen, Tom, I don't think it's a crazy concept.
Isn't it interesting that, you know, he's sort of sitting on his own right now on that injured list? That would make it sort of, I'm not saying seamless, but a transition to something different. I mean, he's already in a different position than we're used to seeing him, because this guy has been a boss workhorse.
Yes, he has.
For the longest time. He's, you know, on that IL. That's strange, but not a strange idea to consider putting him where we're weakest, which is the bullpen.
Yeah.
But does his stuff play?
No, I don't think so. I think of all the starters, he is the least equipped to go to the bullpen. I mean,
and I disagree with that.
Okay, how many relievers do you see throw 93 or 92?
Yeah, but here's what I'd say, James. Aaron Nola's gotten tons of strikeouts in his career. Like, you don't have to throw 98 to get strikeouts.
I know you don't. Okay. I'm just saying certain things play better in certain spots.
And I'll buy it.
I'm just talking about the history of baseball. No, certainly where the game is now.
You're talking about your perspective on the history of baseball. I'm saying I don't buy it.
Okay, I'm talking numbers and stats and just data. How many relievers are there in Major League Baseball today who sit at 92, 93? How many?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll bet you it's a pretty damn low percentage.
But I'll bet you this. If Aaron Nola, and this is all based on Tom, to your point, he's got to get back into form to be, like, he's not going to just, he has to be good to be good. Okay, let me start with that. If you get a good Nola, he's better than the relievers that pitch harder than him, because he's a better.
He's never done this. He's never pitched out of the bullpen before.
That's a different thing.
But that matters. It's all part of the discussion.
No, I know.
Like, we're talking about, do I think Aaron Nola can successfully transition into being a good reliever?
Yeah,
I am not confident.
I know you're not. Well, Tom, it is a fascinating thing. Go ahead, bud.
Right. Well, he's poised. He's been around.
Yeah.
He's always had good early innings in the playoffs. You know, he almost solves two problems, right? Because he could pitch three innings. He wouldn't have to be one of these, two batter or one inning pitchers. He could pitch seventh, eighth, ninth if he's on.
It depends on how they. Because if you do that, then you don't probably get him the rest of the series. So that gets a little wonky.
Yeah, it could be, but you know, Wheeler's going to go deep, and he'd be following the lefties probably in the playoffs. And I just think that he's always been effective for a few innings, and he'll give him a different look because he's a righty with stuff as opposed to the lefty throwing hard. And, I sort of see him in that Smoltz role, that he's he's got the strikeouts, like you said. And just because he does not a fireballer doesn't mean, I mean, he's not going to go out there and get rattled and be, you know, sort of a Alvarado.
No, I got you, Tom.
Yeah. It feels like, look, I know that it's guys, when they enter the bullpen, they seem to be able to ramp it up. The velocity gets even greater, and they look like a slightly different pitcher for the better.
Well, they only have to come in for one inning so they can max out what they throw is part of the point.
Right.
But they don't have to save it for an hour later. There is no hour later for them. It's all in a 10, 15-minute increment.
So how – I do think that, you know, we're worried about the being a long reliever. Does that use him up, so to speak?
Well, that's a whole different approach to it. I mean,
his durability is what has been so impressive, impressive about Aaron Nola. I'm interested – this is a different type of durability that we're talking about,
right?
But I really am interested to see if that sort of translates.
I'll tell you what I'm fascinated to see. Who does go to the pen? I mean, what a conundrum. I mean,
does where you sit on the totem pole in terms of seniority, so to speak,
at times,
does that matter
at
more
times
than anything with this decision?
I tend to think Rob Thompson will ship him to the bullpen if he feels like he's not one of his four best starters. But I can't prove that. I don't know that. We'll see. I know this. I think Pedro in 09 got the start over Jay Happ in part because he was Pedro and Jay Happ wasn't. And I'll tell you, I thought it was a mistake that Jay Happ, who I thought was the Phillies' second-best starter that year, didn't start any playoff games. You remember that, James? He was their second-best starter.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
So who started? It was 09 would have been Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels.
And Pedro.
And Blanton.
Yeah, and then Blanton. Yeah.
And Jay,
and wasn't Pedro sick?
I think he was sick in the last game.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, and look, I love Pedro, and I thought he did a nice job here, but I thought you could tell by the end of the playoffs that he was losing steam. And the problem was Jay Happ hadn't started a game in a month. Because I remember being like, look, I got to get Jay Happ in this game six. And they went back to Pedro, and I felt like they just blew the whole Jay Happ thing. I mean, it was like he was like a non-factor, and he'd been their second best starting pitcher the whole season. All right, 215.
Ruben, if you're listening on your way in,
that's true.
Just throw that out there.
That's true. We should ask Ruben. I still love the story of Ruben going down and scouting Pedro and then signing him for a $1 million deal for like 2 months, which I was really fired up about. Jamie Moyer's not as much because Jamie Moyer got bumped out of the starting rotation. I thought Pedro was a success story here.
I agree.
I just thought they went too long with it to the detriment of Happ. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of the Phils, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Fightin' Phils. Phils and the Cubs, game happening coming up in about 2 weeks on June 11th. It's a 105 first pitch. We will be there as a show, looking forward to it. After our program ends, we head down to Citizens Bank Park, and obviously we look forward to hanging with about 30 listeners that will win tickets over a three-week stretch of time. For tickets, by the way, to this or any Phillies game, you can get yourself to Phillies.com. That's Phillies.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. You got to give us a unique song. Matter of fact, you got to give us the most unique song. Now, I need one disclaimer. Pure unique or combination of unique and great?
I think it's a combination.
But I lean much heavier to unique than great.
Yeah, but if it's a horrible song that's just weird, like there's a difference between unique and weird.
John, what's your percentage of unique and great? I'm 75 unique, 25 great.
I have a balance of uniqueness.
50-50?
I'm closer to 50-50.
Yeah, I think it's going to, I'm going to try to make it close to 50-50.
Fair enough. All right, here's why I asked this question. So a buddy of mine over the weekend, we're going to meet up at a spot down the shore, and he's like, let's meet at this tequila bar. I'm like, all right, so we meet at a tequila bar. Now, naturally, I think of the song Tequila, which obviously is like as unique as it gets. It's got one word. I mean, gets so said many times, but the word tequila gets said a bunch of times. I thought, all right, tequila bar, tequila, show topic, unique song, bang! Phillies tickets, let's give them away.
That's how the magic happens.
That's how I do! All right, so unique song. Other than tequila, what's a unique song? 215-592-9494. Richie, what are you thinking?
This was not just a unique song for the way that it sounded with the intro. It sounded almost, I don't know, so mechanical and like factory. But it was digitized in a way that no one had heard. No one had heard Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. The way that the guitar sounded, Mark Knopfler leading in with that. It sounded so cool. Then you had Sting, you know, Sting from the Police. Like, what's he doing? Why is he in Dire Straits' song?
Because the chicks are for free.
It was amazing. What a combination. What a weird combination. It was so cutting edge. It was just so unique.
It's a great song. It is. I think more are unique than that, but it's a very good song for sure. Seltzer, unique, kind of great. What do you got?
The Joe DeCamera anthem, because he works out. I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure.
So that won't win for great. But it would win for more for unique.
I think it's entertaining. It's you know.
I know.
It makes you move.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying it's also ultra cheesy. All right, give us big time answers, guys. 215-592-9494. Unique song, some form of greatness, at least goodness. Rhea, what do you got?
Fleetwood Mac's Tusk, which I love, but it's super weird.
Would I know that?
You would know it to hear it. It's like
Tusk
chanting and drums and
all right.
It's weird, but I really like it.
Okay. All right. Give us great answers for unique and also to some extent quality. 215-592-9494. Hopefully you like our show, by the way. Speaking of, you know, quality, I don't know. That's up to you.
We're weird.
Well, yeah, it is weird. Speaking of our show, reminder, you can always watch it on YouTube. Watch our program on YouTube. It's on YouTube every day, including Fridays when we're at Borgata now. And you can comment. when you watch the show, comment in real time, what stands out to you, our appearance, our mannerisms, I'm always moving my hands. What stands out to you? We'll also get to some of your comments later today. What is being said as people observe our show today on YouTube? Get those comments in. Watch the show on YouTube. Let's go to the phone. Zach in Medford, New Jersey. What's going on, Zach?
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing after the long weekend?
Doing great, Zach.
Awesome. I love it. John, you scared me when you took my backup, but I'm gonna drop my actual answer at the end. Wanted to get some birds and fills in, if that's all right.
Go for it.
So, first thing, I didn't get to do a quick celebratory dance last week. It is an especially sunny week in Philadelphia that nine other teams in the NFL decided to not be a bunch of babies and keep the tush push in.
That was a really big thing for the Eagles. I got to tell you, Zach, I think it's worth a win or more, and I think it's a great development for the Eagles. And I hope people really appreciate what Lurie and Kelsey did stepping up the way they did. It was really well done.
I would like to. I hope Nick is listening. The new Super Bowl winning and extended coach first four plays against the Packers.
You know,
three
we've
tush pushes,
Zach,
three
we,
tush pushes and a fake lateral to Saquon for a
go.
Touchdown.
Well, the irony is we've always wondered if they did four straight on a first and 10, would they get the first down? They might. Could go either way.
That would be fun to watch.
It would be funny if they made a – because you just got to get 2.5 yards on average four times and bang, first down. You know, maybe. I bet you they average about 2.5 yards. What would you say, John? Between 2 to 2.5?
Maybe more than that.
Maybe. Maybe.
It's never close, and it feels like that wave, it's not stopping because there's no ground.
That's right.
There's too much humanity
can't be
is plastered.
Down.
Yeah. You can't be down for it. It's almost like 4 yards.
If the quarterback is crowd surfing and can't physically touch the ground, and unless they blow him dead that his momentum has stopped, which is rare because there's always the Goddard push.
And it's almost like he can try to stay on top of people. I mean, that's like something I never really thought about before.
So,
you could, as a ball carrier in this situation...
Yeah.
You could somehow like make it a point to run on top or on the backs of your own
and Zach, here's what I'd say. I think the Packers in the end had good language in there. It wasn't about the injury nonsense. It wasn't about the pace of play. But the one thing I think they were missing from their language was they could have tried to say kind of is against the heart of the rules that you can just ride over people's backs and not be down because there's no ground. I think they could have made a case for that, but it wasn't written down.
Maybe
I mean,
we
I
need
have
to keep
some good
that
language
down
for that.
Nobody say that to anybody. All right, Zach, go ahead, bud. What do you got on the fills?
So I made a petition to Nick for the four tush pushes. I'm making a petition now to Dave Dombrowski. He did nothing, really. He got Lizardo, which is awesome, but he did not address the bullpen. And now with Alvarado being out for functionally the rest of the season, he needs to show the team, show the fans that we're buying in this year. We need to address the bullpen. And I know there's probably not much to work with, but just a sign to show, hey, we're locked in and we're bought in here. He needs to address the bullpen.
Okay. Zach, give me an answer for a unique song.
It was the first song to use the stereo effect. It was one of the first radio hits to exceed 6 minutes. It was one of the few songs without a chorus. And watching the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year and us get the tush push, I thought to myself, is this the real life or is it just fantasy? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nicely done there.
You got it, Zach.
That's a huge one.
Appreciate the phone call, man. 215-592-9494 to react to all this, including are you happy the Eagles are going to be on Hard Knocks or not? Jota Cameron, John Ritchie, Ruben Amaro joins us next on 94 WIP.
BetMGM has an unreal deal for sports fans. Turn $10 into $150 if you win your first bet at BetMGM. Simply download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code WIP150. Then place a $10 bet on any sport. You'll receive $150 in bonus bets if you win, and the fun does not stop there. The sportsbook that knows how to treat you right has plenty of surprises in store. Sign up to get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features like the new look, same game parlays, live betting options, and more. Download the app today and get $150 in bonus bets if you win your first bet with bonus code WIP150. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.